Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Into the Storm. It seemed like it was going to be an ordinary day, just go to school, hang out with your friends, and do it all again tomorrow, until the storm came and unleashed tornadoes like never before seen, which would end up changing everything.
All the warning sirens are down. If a tornado's coming your way, you're not going to know it.
Hey, guys, it's splitting.
There's another one. There's three, four. They're everywhere.
I study storms all my life. This one is bigger than any storm that has ever been.
What do we got?
It's regenerating.
I gotta get my son. Can you take us?
It's murder!
Now this might, in fact, be the most terrifying thing. Being completely trapped, having no control over your fate, no way to turn to get yourself out, something much bigger than you is in control, and you are completely, totally, and helplessly at the mercy of something else. Now I'm even more afraid. All of that describes corporate America. But at least with a storm, you can scream, you can fight, and if you're very, very lucky, you can cleverly find some way to maintain your dignity and find a way to survive. Nothing like corporate America. But to do all that in this movie, you need a whole lot of special effects. I mean, it's not like you can drive to Nebraska and film the real thing, because this kind of thing has never really happened before. Even so, well aware this wasn't real, I kind of wish I could have found a theater buried deep into a hidden bunker somewhere to watch this movie. In fact, it might be best to live our entire lives in a bunker, you know, just in case. Now into a far more lighthearted movie, it's The 100-Foot Journey. Helen Mirren is a world-renowned chef in France and has never been intimidated by anyone until an Indian family opens a restaurant across the street and forces her to look at life a little bit differently.
100 feet across the street, the restaurant has a Michelin star. The president of France dines there.
We open Saturday night. My son is the best Indian chef in Europe.
If your food is anything like your music, I suggest you turn it down.
You don't know when enough is enough.
Papa, relax.
What do you mean relax?
Now, it's Steven Spielberg and Oprah that bring us this movie, so it's not surprising that it's sweet, and, well, a bit long. But I guess it does take time to find a way to bridge cultural differences, a way to tolerate and appreciate each other that might somehow grow into liking or even loving each other. And to get there, why not through food? The smells and amazing tastes in this movie are astounding. Of course, you can't really smell or taste anything, but you'll think you can, and that might be because of the great Helen Mirren and all her co-stars are perfect. So now I have a renewed respect for chefs. If I tried to combine French and Indian food, the only thing I'd come up with is curry sprinkled on french fries, and not good. But if you want a movie that will leave you hungry and in a good way, this is for you. So to Movie Night Traffic Light, The 100-Foot Journey is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.